From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Afghanistan says reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. Officials in Afghanistan say reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar has died. In fact, they say he died under suspicious circumstances in a Karachi, Pakistan hospital, April 2013. Such reports of his death are nothing new. The White House Wednesday declined to confirm Kabul's announcement. But White House spokesman Eric Schultz says if true, the death could offer an opportunity for peace.
We do believe the Taliban has an opportunity to make genuine peace with the Afghan government and rebuild their lives in peace in Afghanistan. They can accept the government of Afghanistan's invitation to join a peace process and ultimately become part of the legitimate political system in Afghanistan, or they can choose to continue fighting Afghans and destabilizing their own country.
A second round of peace talks between the Taliban and Kabul are set to get underway in Pakistan Friday. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is in Cameroon on an official visit aimed at improving ties and discussing how to deal with the Boko Haram insurgency. Mr. Buhari held talks Wednesday in Yaounde with his Cameroonian counterpart Paul Biya. Chika Okafor is a Nigerian businessman who lives in Yaounde.
I believe something fruitful will come out of it because I trust so much in my new head of state. I believe he's a man of his word, being a former general of the army. And with his counterpart, the president of the Republic of Cameroon, President Paul Biya, who has been a man of his word, he has been a decision man. So I believe both heads of state will find a way out to tackle the insurgents.
The two countries have formed a military coalition with Niger and Chad to combat the insurgents who have pledged their allegiance to Islamic State. The Nigerian leader has already visited Chad and Niger. This is VOA News. Russia Wednesday vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have set up an international criminal court to prosecute those responsible for shooting down a Malaysian Airlines plane over Ukraine a year ago. Moscow says it wants to wait for completion of an ongoing Dutch-led international investigation. Malaysia, the Netherlands, Australia, Ukraine, and Belgium expressed their support for such a tribunal. Malaysia circulated the draft resolution. Samantha Powers, the U.S. UN ambassador.
By vetoing this resolution, Russia has tried to deny justice to the 298 victims on that plane and deny their families a chance to hold accountable those responsible. Russia has callously disregarded the public outcry in the grieving nations, the appeals of the families affected. It is tragic that Russia has used the privilege entrusted to it in order to advance international peace and security, in order to frustrate international peace and security.
The aircraft was hit by a surface-to-air missile over eastern Ukraine, held by Russian-backed separatists while traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. There were no survivors. Somalia's president has told VOA his government will not hold popular elections next year because of ongoing insecurity. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed said when they do occur, elections may take a different shape. He said there is no agreement yet on a format to transition in 2016. A court in Zimbabwe Wednesday charged a professional hunter with failing to prevent an American from unlawfully killing a well-known protected 13-year-old lion named Cecil in a case that has received international attention. Theo Bronkhorst pleaded not guilty. His lawyers Givemore Muviringi.
As it is alleged that he failed to prevent an unlawful hunt. We have been to court today and my client has been granted bail in the amount of $1,000. You shall report to the police. In Bulawayo, three times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we have also submitted his passport to the clerk of court, Wanenge, and the case is coming up for trial on the 5th of August.
Bronkhorst faces up to 15 years in prison. The American, Dennis Walter Palmer, has expressed regret, saying he didn't know the lion was a popular tourist attraction till after the hunt. The story has received a lot of attention on social media. Minnesota police are investigating a death threat against Palmer. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has given the go-ahead Wednesday for the immediate construction of hundreds of new housing units in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. The United States said it expressed its deep concern over Israel's decision. U.S. central bank officials concluded a two-day policy meeting Wednesday, saying the U.S. economy continues to expand at a moderate pace, but there was no sign of a pending interest rate hike. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.